Let's talk about a very common problem that happens in a home, and that is this issue of arguing when children push and push and try to get what they want using arguments. We say that arguing is using logic and information to try to get someone to change their mind.
Sometimes children will engage in arguing because they don't like the answer their parents are giving them. Parent says, no, we're not going to do this, or you can't go to that. And the child's unhappy, and so they try and get the parent to change their mind by engaging in an argument.
Parents often don't realize they're in an argument until it's down the path here. I think if parents get into arguments with their children and stay in them sometimes because they believe that they're doing something good. Because we all know and we've been taught that dialogue with your children is good. You need to talk to your children and you need to listen to them. It's part of every healthy family. And although that's true, there are some times when we take a good thing, like dialogue, and we put it in a wrong place, like arguing, and it actually encourages children to move along a path to develop some negative patterns.
And I think it starts rather innocently. As parents, we want a dialogue with our children. We want them to understand why we're making the choices we're making for them. And the child asks the question, why? So we feel, well, we'll explain it to them, and then they'll understand. Unfortunately, often what happens is that children don't really want to understand. They're looking for ways to change your mind, to find holes in your logic. So everything we say, they've got another angle on. And, well, the argument can ensue without us even realizing how we got there.
See, when children are determined or they pressure their parents, sometimes parents say, oh, I really like that. He's a very determined guy. But what parents don't realize is the child is doing something that's inappropriate. In fact, a lot of times parents will feel uncomfortable because the child's crossed the line. Let's talk about what that line is, and then we'll help children become more aware of it. The line is the difference between being determined or pressing toward a goal and being demanding. The demandingness is not good. And we want children to understand what that demandingness is so that they can put the brakes on it and learn to respond a different way.
See, when children are pursuing a goal, they have ambition, they know what they want, they're working hard, they're persevering, those are good things. But at some point, some children begin to abuse people in their way, then they've crossed the line, and we define that as demandingness. So when they begin becoming unkind to their parents in the midst of this discussion, then we know what they've crossed the line.
There's a difference between the issue, that is what we're talking about, the dirty shirt or watching the movie or having a snack right now, and the process, that is the way we accomplish that goal. The process is what we're talking about here. Arguing is a process issue, and we want children to understand that the process they're using is not good. When parents continue to engage with children in that process, then they validate the process. They say, in essence, to their children, the way you're talking to me right now and arguing with me is an okay way to interact. And what we're saying here is that often children are learning something that's not helpful for them.
What we want to do is help them to see that the way they're interacting is not good. We're certainly not going to join them in the argument. What we want to do is point out the problem so we switch from the issue to the process. That means we're no longer talking about whether you're going to have a snack or go to the party, whatever the child wants to do. Now we're talking about how you're treating me. So when we switch from the issue to the process, we're calling attention to the dialogue and whether it's being unkind or the way we're treating one another is something that needs our attention.
That's why we say it takes two to argue, but it only takes one to stop. If a parent determines to reduce the arguing that takes place, then that parent can back out of the argument by moving away from the issue and talking about the process, the way you're treating me at this moment.
At this point, we're not going to really resolve the issue because the dialogue has gone in the wrong direction. So we might as well switch off the issue, call attention to the process, and help the child realize that that's where they've gone wrong now in the way they're treating us.
So be careful to watch for the process, not just the issue. And when a child has gone into a process that's not right, you will probably feel uncomfortable because you're being violated. And when you feel that uncomfortable feeling, you want to not validate the child's process at that point, but stop the dialogue and saying, I'm done. We're not going to talk about this right now.